aside from the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, ISIS has emerged. It's emerged in Afghanistan. Air commandos have responded as you would expect. Air commandos, and specifically our spooky air group, have conducted multiple raids into ISIS-held areas, killed hundreds of terrorists, launched dozens of gunship missions. While these four missions that we're going to read citations on here in a minute are all unique and heroic in their own ways, they all display similar traits. And that is of an air commando that demonstrates grit, determination, courage, and tenacity. If you wanted to sum it up, these missions, it's about the man, the machine, and the mission. Or more appropriately, the air commando, the machine and the mission. So a bit about these air commandos. These are the men and women of this command, live with an ethos every day. There is a way, we find it. Although 21 air commandos stand before us to receive the Distinguished Flying Cross, many others contributed to the successful missions of this air crew. We want to especially thank the ammo troops, the weapons, and maintenance personnel for their piece of the flight. Whether stateside or downrange, these planes don't fly without your expertise. For anyone who is deployed with these air crew, well done on the rapid preparation of spare and extra gunships. Your ability to get these planes ready to fight directly saved American lives. Let's have a round of applause for our ammo, weapons, and maintenance crew. Let me describe a little bit about what you're getting ready to see with these citations. Secretary Wilson stated at our town hall last Friday that air commandos exhibited competence at a level few Americans can even understand, and they do it with humility. You're gonna see 21 air commandos march up here that have hot, clammy hands. They're shaking in their boots because they have to stand in front of an audience, and they want nothing more than to get this over with. Right? We wouldn't have it any other way, ladies and gentlemen. This is the air commando and the air commando spirit. But I am going to fawn on them here for a few minutes. These warriors, air crew and maintenance alike, display what was possible by doing what was necessary. A little about the machine. This is also the story of the legendary AC-130U spooky gunship. During these missions, spooky gunships did what they were built to do. Yes, these crews encountered hardships, make no mistake, and I applaud your expertise and knowledge on the aircraft and mission systems. And many of these hardships we're hoping to correct with the next generation of AC-130 called the AC-130J that comes online here soon. But spooky equals unparalleled CAS capability and the advantage of knowing that an enemy can run, but they will only die tired. A little about the mission. All of these DFCs presented today were earned in the dangerous skies of Afghanistan. Though the dates and the objectives differ, the general mission remained the same: defend Americans and their partner forces and decimate the enemy. While our wing commander here tends to call the sound of spooky the sound of America when she's angry, I think it's a bit more beautiful to call it a symphony of destruction. There's my shout out to Metal Cat. I don't know if Bill Walters is in the crowd. I like rock and roll, what can I say? All these missions were complex, dangerous and fluid situations on the ground and in the air. Coordinating ambush operations with surface-to-air threat capabilities present. All of these missions were challenging, whether daytime operations, low fuel, low ammo, gun malfunctions, emergency procedures, crews were stepping to spares, launching a second time in the same day, disassembling and rebuilding guns in flight, overheating gun barrels, continuously shooting at danger close, running emergency checklists, donning oxygen masks, dodging clouds, flying below minimum fuel, yeah, hopefully not, but you know. The list goes on and on and on. Yet these are exactly the kind of missions in which Air Commandos thrive. Whether on the flight line, rapidly turning a spare, or in the skies above, melting gun barrels to keep Americans alive, no matter the challenge, the difficulty, or the personal hardship endured, Spooky, find the way.